The beginning, yes, it will. I love technology. When it works, it's wonderful. Even when it doesn't work, it's also not too bad. Anyway, good morning. Good morning. I'm in the military, and when we say good morning, we expect the rousing, you know, response back. One of the things we're really going to talk about, and the things we kind of allude to here, is that it is a marketing issue. And life is a marketing problem from my standpoint. We're talking about the patient, we're talking about compliance, we're talking about centrific care. Ultimately, it's all about communication. And as a patient advocate, and I think as Angela will support going on, we are really business consultants. We are looking at the problems of our patient communities, we're looking at the problems of our partner communities, we're looking at solutions that meet the objectives of all of those. So what we're really going to do today is kind of walk through kind of a case study and how that happens. Looking at the barriers that we face collectively is that we know that 72% of internet users use the internet to find health information. More than 40% of people who have said that they are non-users of technology once they get a diagnosis of cancer become users of the technology. Again, more interestingly, only 18% of the worldwide public trusted business leaders to tell the truth, and only 11% of people responding thought that pharmaceutical companies could be trusted to be honest and trustworthy. But more than 50% of the people that they surveyed trusted NGOs and nonprofit organizations. So again, we're helping to solve the problem by giving you the credibility, oftentimes, to reach the people you want to reach. Now, in terms of community engagement, we've got all the things that are out there. Lack of trust, lack of funds, lack of support, lack of output to access to care. But again, all these have been here and will continue to be here, and it's how we address them. We look at how we have deficiencies in the advocate community as well. Too often, we have people who are in the last century. They're thinking, oh, we're good people, we do good stuff, give us money. That doesn't work that way anymore. We are looking at now having outcomes and accountability. We are looking at the same things you look at, which requires a business model, appropriate structure, a vision, intervention, and appropriate resources to make things happen. So we start looking at it from the pharma side. It requires a partnership model, which requires a new way of thinking from your standpoint. When you guys, and I'll say that colloquially, you look at patients, you see someone that maybe is the user of a drug. It is an amorphous entity out here that you want to talk to and reach. It is a ill-defined objective. It requires that you start looking at it differently, that you have to listen to the patients, not so much from the way that you are looking at an individual patient or looking at a focus group or a forum or a response from Twitter. You're not looking at anecdotal models. You need to have a professional input, which is, again, where professional advocates call us expert patients or whatever you want to call us, but people who have the resources to make things happen, who can sit with you, choose the appropriate cast cross channels to work through, who will share with you their information, and you will share with them your information to achieve mutually beneficial objectives. It's a model that looks somewhat like this, where we have at the base, ultimately, patients, consumers, those we want to serve, those we want to reach. Looking at advocates on one side, industry, government on the other, and having a new engagement where we collaborate and activate together to achieve patient benefits, enhance standard of care, you meet your marketing objectives and enhance your corporate image. And again, it comes down to, all right, how can we do this? One of the things that we've seen, at least from our standpoint, I'm an American living in Barcelona, so I've got feet on both sides and probably feet on many other sides of the world too. But again, we've created a network that reaches all the people we want to reach and all the people that you want to reach. We have a core distribution over 51 countries that we reach. We work with government agencies as clients and consultants. We have medical centers, research centers as part of it. We have sponsors, corporate individuals. We have collaborating organizations, all of which comes together to serve the community that we want. Now, in the U.S., there's been a very active engagement between pharma and patient advocacy groups. Here's one example that Sanofi has done, where they've created a website which mirrors that engagement. It provides a way of having an ongoing forum where they will share information with patient advocacy groups. The advocacy groups can share information with pharma as well. They can talk about events. They can talk about policy. They can talk about joint ventures that are happening out there, regardless of who is the sponsor. So you could have a Genentech-sponsored event on a Sanofi website because it's important to the community that they all want to serve. So again, it's working together to make things happen. You're looking to deliver value, and the value is in terms of initially sharing a collaboration, giving the advocacy groups and ultimately the patients disease-specific information, product development information, sharing your research pipeline, your clinical trial sites, the access to PIs, your business objectives, and then listen to them the same way to make things happen. And where's the benefit from this? Well, it starts off where you have, you know, a patient website, as we have with ours going back a few years, where you have your sponsors, but also it shows your true stakeholders. Now, people think about stakeholders being patients and industry. Not true. You have patients, industry, and you have government. You have also people here who have an interest in a healthy community. One of the things we have down here, you can't see it, but Popeye's fried chicken in the States. Most unhealthiest thing you'd possibly eat. But they had an initiative to make an improved menu where they had healthy choices. So we work with them to help them promote that menu of healthy choices through our networks so they can become, you know, expand their marketing base, their revenue generation, but also be able to present a new face to their image. American Airlines was one of our sponsors as well, because again, they're involved in promoting health. They're probably the largest carrier of participants in medical conventions in the world. No, they do. I mean, they fly more doctors and clinical researchers than any other airline out here. So we work with them in terms of creating content for their online magazine talking about health. And again, taking the issues that are important and being able to focus on there and be able to deliver a message in an unconventional way. We work in terms of creating our own newsletters, both online and hard copy. And what we do here is be able to take information that we gain from medical conferences we attend, partnerships that we have out there where we can find out what's in the pipeline, what's being developed, what's the new drugs, what's in the NDA, and have you, present it in our newsletter to our patient and professional communities, and it goes to doctors, government agencies as well. But then what we do is take that information and synthesize it. Here we've created a Spanish version to be able to market it to and distribute it to Spanish-speaking countries around the world. Again, giving them access to information that would not normally be available to them, even as advocates and especially as patients. So again, taking the partnership that we have together, we build it and expand it upon it. We work together with major pharma in terms of producing conferences, both for patients and for professionals, that talk about the leading standard of care in terms of new drug developments, new therapeutical protocols, new ways of being able to improve what's happening for patients. And it goes across all disciplines. It goes from early detection all the way to advanced stage disease management. And it's a way of sharing information that we gain from our partners. We've taken that same concept, we brought it here to Spain, and we created a first in Spain effort where we were able to reach both physician and patient audiences. And because, again, taking the ability that we have as marketing consultants, we're able to increase and engage the reach of this kind of conference, that we had more than an increase of 21% in physician attendance over and above what they had ever done before, and an increase in patient attendance of more than 300%. Again, because we take our abilities and our strengths and we put them to use to get the message out there and build the audience. We also left the partners with tools that became viable for their patient clients and their professional clients. We created a website for them where we filmed all of the presentations. We had the PowerPoints of all the presentations, so it became an ongoing resource that the Fundacio Puigvert could use to update and implement and provide better resources with their patient community. We partnered also and created alliances that went across disease sites. Here we worked with the Susan Komen Breast Cancer Foundation to create a joint prostate and breast cancer initiative. Because our feeling is that if there's a presence of one cancer in a community, there are probably many others that are out there, many other comorbid diseases, so why not work together with the support of our pharma partners to have a similar mission, similar engagement, and also be able to break the barriers down in terms of participation. We find that we have a concept that we use called edutainment, where we educate and entertain at the same time, to be able to break down the barriers for patients to get the information they need, and for advocates to be able to market around it. We also look at the idea of social network integration as a way of fulfilling another of our roles, which is as publishers. We are patient advocates, we're marketing consultants, we're business strategists, but we're also communicators. we publish as much content as we do create content. One of the things that, and again, Andrew will talk about this as well, we find that the increase in utilization of our resources by professional communities, government, physicians, pharma, is increased exponentially. And Andrew will talk about ecology too, but for both of us, going in a channel that supposedly is geared for professionals only, the reach of our content has been incredible. So it says that there is a dearth of information out there from both sides, and we need to be able to address that as well. One of the things we've done across the world really is, again, breaking down barriers. This is one that we've had in the U.S., Caribbean, India, and in Australia, where in partnership with Harley-Davidson Motorcycles, we have, ladies and gentlemen, check your engines. The idea is that men care more about their bikes and their cars than they do about their bodies. So how do we find a way to get them into the system to be able to do the things that make some sense for them? Here in Spain, we've started a First in Europe event that will be launching on April 5th of this year with Harley-Davidson, Prostenet Europa, and Sanofi to be able to do something that makes some sense for all of us. Audio? You told me it worked.
I'm here to remind you about, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to check your engines. I'm Dr. Albert Francés from Hospital del Mar. I ride like many of you, and I know we'll spend a lot of money and time caring for our cars and bikes, but there's something as important as our engines, our bodies. So join me on April the 5th in Espacio Harley-Davidson at John Wells Street 207 from 11 a.m. to 2 o'clock for a free special health day where many health professionals, as me, will offer information and testing to help you maintain your engine for a long and healthy life.
So we produced this video, obviously in English, really for audiences like us today, but we did it in Spanish and Catalan to reach the audience here of patients and professionals. We were able to create an opportunity that we can talk about health going across all spectrums. We're going to be talking about, obviously, the major cancers. We're going to be talking about skeletal defects. We're going to talk about diabetes. We're going to talk about BPH and hypertension. We're going to be able to address all the things here that are relevant to a healthy community. The thing that's going to be interesting is that looking at the outcomes, we're going to be able to address the mutual objectives that we have as partners, both from pharma and patient, looking at the market, looking at patient needs, looking at the future. Again, in terms of sharing, what we're able to gain out of this, the ability for us to reach public health agency network, so that now going forward, we're actually going to be producing videos with the public health agency in Spain to reach primary care physicians. And out of that, we're also going to have opportunities to be involved with EPFIA to be able to get pre-approval for many of the initiatives that we're looking to do in the rest of Europe. So again, it's a case of our working together with pharma to create an opportunity and an initiative that will make things happen for all of us. I think in looking at this whole thing and we start talking about it, that the real voyage of discovery, as Proust said, consists not in seeking new landscapes, but in having new ideas. And looking at how we define patients, how we look at define the market, looking at how we define stakeholders, and really working together to create new partnership models.